Gemara with Tanya Chayotim, Chal Samadalid, and we learned Simon Gimel. We left off a case of a person is having a trip which lasts over multiple days. So the scenario of the Chayotim is a person is traveling, stopping, and then start restarting. So even though we said he does one tefillah for everything in that day. In the case where the trip is spread out over 2 days, so he will say Tilsa Derech on the first day when he starts his journey. The second day, he will say Tilsa Derech again because it's a new leg of the journey. And he can do that since it's a new day. And in that situation, as a matter of fact, he does not need to wait till he leaves the city to say Tilsa Derech. Even though he's in the city right now, since his final destination was not that city, the city was just a stopping point. So you can say Tilsa Derech in the morning. And we said the Maram Rutenberg would say in that situation, would say it adjacent to the bracha of Gamel, Chasidim Tavim Lamo Yisrael, and then he wouldn't say his Bakasha. That's about a scenario where the person actually stopped. A scenario where the person did not stop and just was continuing to travel through the night into the following day. A person's on a train, a person's on a plane, a person's on a boat. So what's the lach in that situation? So this is a machloikus in Achredim. The Achredim raised this question. That's not sure whether the halacha is whether you need to do tefillah there because it's all one long trip, or do we say each day requires a separate bakasha? So the first day, obviously, he can say the tefillah derech with a bracha, and the subsequent days, he can say tefillah derech without a bracha. But there's another etzah at that point in time, what to do. Since the bracha for tefillah derech is Shemei Tefillah, he can include it in Shemoneh Esrei, in the bracha of Shemei Tefillah. Normally, when he's only traveling one day, he can't do that because he's davening Shemoneh Esrei in his city before he leaves. And a person has to say Tilsa Derech only after they leave. We've already pointed out that the second part of the trip, the second day of the trip, he does not need to wait till they leave to say Tilsa Derech. He can say Tilsa Derech at any point because he's holding in the middle of his journey. So over here, he could use the bracha of Shemei Tevilah in Shemoneh Esrei as the chasima. He will say Tilsa Derech in Shemoneh Esrei, in the bracha of Shemei Tevilah, where one can enter in personal bakashas. He will add in the bakasha that he should travel safely, like we say in the Nusach Tilsa Derech, and then he will say Ketosh Shemei Tevilah Shem Chayzah Barachavim, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tevilah, like regular. Now we mentioned that one must say the Tilsa Derech, no matter what type of mode of transportation that includes. So a person is taking a train. A person should be careful because the chaskil, we would like you to say it is within the first parsha of travel. So in order to do that, a person should try and say it as quickly as possible. Same thing with the car, because you move fairly quickly out of sight of that first parsha. But what about by a plane? So when do you say it by a plane? So there are different opinions when there's appropriate time to say it when one is flying. But arguably the point is that you're supposed to say it when you leave the city. There's no din of a parsa upwards. So as soon as the animal, excuse me, as soon as the plane gets into the air, so you have left the city. We said before that even within the first parsa of travel, if it's a place which is sakana, one may say tefillah derech. We said that sakana is referring to animals and robbers, but Rishon Zalman then combined the idea of the sakana of the modern travel together with the idea of saying it within the first parsa. He said that's acceptable since you do have a journey and this is a place of sakana, albeit not the same sakana, so one can say it within the first parsa. Does not need to wait till after you travel a parsa. That will surely be true by a plane taking off.
So therefore, some poskim suggest that the appropriate time to say it is when the plane has left the ground, which means the plane is 10 tefachim off the ground, which is 40 inches, which as soon as it gets off the runway, it's 40 inches in the air, because the body of the plane itself is way above the ground. It's just the wheels which are touching, which they immediately come off and fold into the plane itself. So at the moment of takeoff, a person could say, Tfilas Adar, have a good day.